From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Birmingham City Schools is launching a hydroponics program in 8 schools, the first of its kind in the city. Students will learn about sustainable food practices and how to combat food deserts in their communities. As WBHM's Noel Annan reports, the program is made possible through a new partnership with a New York-based nonprofit and Birmingham's Jones Valley Teaching Farm. It aims to create pathways to higher education and careers while growing thousands of pounds of fresh produce.
Welcome to the Gray House.
Eighth grader at the Bush Hills STEAM Academy, Tyler Martin, takes a basil seedling from a growing tower, showing how its roots are tangled in a sponge-like pod of peat.
And the water soaks into that, and it helps the plant grow up. So see how it's starting to grow.
The plants are grown in water with powdered, dissolved electrolytes and nutrients. No soil required. Her classmate, Deandre Hall, explains that the irrigating growing tower is made for people who may not have much access to water.
It's reusable, so it reuses the water to, you know, kind of water the plants.
While hydroponics can't be used to grow every kind of plant, Manuela Zamora, executive director of New York Sunworks, says hydroponics is best used on leafy vegetables like lettuce, also peppers, cucumbers, and cherry tomatoes, too. Students in Birmingham schools are now set to grow thousands of pounds of produce for their community.
We're connecting the students with a hands-on and project-based approach to learning science while they are growing from seed to harvest.
Zamora says the students will learn about how hydroponics fits into the larger world of farming.
Why are we doing this if we have traditional agriculture? Well, maybe because you want to maximize those leafy greens in the hydroponic technology while you leave space for others. Plants or other food that you want to grow in soil.
She says the program represents the future of agriculture as a method of preserving both healthy soil and water.
To use 90% less water than traditional farming, therefore you can really maximize the growth of certain types of plants and vegetables.
Eighth grader Kiara Norris says even though hydroponics classes are just beginning, she and her classmates are already learning about how the world of sustainable food practices can be applied in their own lives.
We live in a food desert. And it's very useful to us to have something to grow without any soil being available to us.
Noel Annan, WBHM.